This podcast is from a program which was recorded in 2008.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Esperanza Spalding. Her name means hope, and her talent is amazing. Picture to yourself a singing bass player with a beautiful sound and a wonderful rhythmic feeling. In a word, that's Esperanza. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Excellent, excellent. It's good to be here with
you. I'm so glad you could come. And it's amazing that you started to play an instrument when you were four. Why did you pick the violin? Was it just lying on the floor or something?
Yeah, it was in the trash. And I actually saw a program on television, and it was a cello player who I saw, but in my mind, as a four-year-old, I thought that it was a violin. So I asked my mother if she could get a violin for me, and she found a program in my hometown that offered free instruments to students, and that's how I came, that's really how I began music in that way, yeah. So I didn't know what instrument I wanted to play, you know. I went through so many instruments, but the music was there, you know. I had like a great hunger to play. I didn't know what I wanted to play, and whatever instrument would be in front of me, I'd try to play. But I guess I knew pretty young that I needed to do some kind of music for myself. You know, I had a hunger for it always.
That's interesting. You say, I had a great hunger to play, and you're doing it. Still hungry?
Yeah, hungrier than ever.
Well, we've talked about it a lot now. You are going to play something.
Yes. And I brought with me Leonardo Genovese, my pianist, who will accompany me while I sing and play Jazz Ain't Nothing But Soul. This is written by Betty Carter.
Jazz is making do with taters and grits, standing up each time you get hit. Jazz ain't nothing but soul. Jazz is living high off nickels and dimes, telling folks about what's on your mind. Jazz ain't nothing but soul.
Well, that was a pretty startling opening. It was full of vim and vigor. It was terrific.
Thank you so much.
So, to get on with your career, I mean, obviously you got bigger and older and you took some lessons and went to play in an orchestra.
Yes. I started when I was young at like a very entry-level group. It was just a small chamber orchestra that was specifically targeted for very young children who had just started playing. And I was with that organization who facilitated the group for 11 years.
My goodness, you must have learned a lot during that time.
Yes, definitely. It was incredible. I mean, by the time I left them, I was 15. And we were playing, you know, pretty advanced orchestral work. So it was definitely a good evolution.
And then you decided to go to Berkeley. You figured that was the place to go?
Yes, honestly, I didn't know very much about it until I got there. But a teacher of mine in Portland suggested that I go. And when I got out there, it was incredible. It happened right at a time in my life that it kicked me up to the next level. It was incredible. I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm.
I want to hear another tune.
Okay.
Whether it be bass singing or whatever.
All right. I will sing and play something.
All right.
This is Midnight Sun. It's a little different, though, the arrangement.
Is this the Midnight Sun by Lionel Hampton?
The one, yeah.
I love that tune.
Okay, good. I hope you like this because it's a little crazy. It's a little mischievous, I think, as you would say. It's different. But
okay.
Same melody.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Your lips were like a red and ruby chalice, warmer than the summer nights. The clouds were like an alabaster palace, rising to a snowy height. Each star its own aurora borealis. Suddenly you held me tight, and I saw the midnight sun.
That's quite a tune to pick, to sing and play the bass at the same time. It comes out as sounding very original.
Good. Well,
is that what you intended?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, you got it there. Well, now you've sung a song and played the bass. How about you and I do something?
That would like, be fine.
Would be a good song?
We could do Just Friends.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Between you and me, I thought we did darn well on that tune.
Agreed. It's great to play with you. Incredible.
Thank you.
I love it.
I wasn't really looking for a compliment, but...
It's okay. You found one.
It's fun, though, when you meet someone and you've never played with them before.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes off. Mm-hmm. That's a good feeling, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It's beautiful.
What song are you going to do? And is Leo going to do it with you?
Yes, I think we'll do our version of Body and Soul now.
Oh, that's going to be... It's amazing how these songs last. That song has been around for so many years.
Hmm.
And I love it just as much. And I'm looking forward to hearing you guys do it.
Well,
so Wail on.
Wail on, we will do.
It's a wild version of Body and Soul.
Yes.
And that reminded me of Betty Carter a little bit.
Really?
And I just wondered about how long would it take you to think that out and put it together and work it out with Leo?
Well, gosh, it's hard to say because we've been playing it for quite a while. But I just said, hey, let's try it. And I think I don't mind if the first couple of times it's rough. I like to just start and try to do something. So we started like that, and we've been playing it for a few years now. So it feels easy, but I don't remember what it was like at the beginning. Probably pretty rusty. I don't really remember.
But now you've got into it.
Yeah, now it feels very comfortable.
And,
so.
And it was played that way, too. Mm. It seemed very comfortable.
It does. It feels well, and it helps to have, you know, someone amazing accompanist like Leo.
Yeah.
You know.
And he played very interesting things on there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be nice if you and I did something.
And I'll sing on this one.
That'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
Although you're sort of having a lot of faith by having me play for you.
I have complete faith in you. Complete faith.
And you picked such a lovely tune. I think Prelude to a Kiss is one of the best Ellington tunes.
One of my favorites, for sure. Yeah.
If you hear a song in blue, like a flower crying for the dew, that was my heart serenading you, my prelude to a kiss. If you hear a song that grows from my tender sentimental woes, that was my heart trying to compose this prelude to a kiss. Though it's just a simple melody with nothing fancy, nothing much, we could turn it to a symphony, a Schubert tune with a Gershwin. Within your eyes, my love is a prelude that never dies, a prelude to a kiss.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.